President Bush traveled to Botswana today on the third day of his five-day tour of the African continent. He again pledged billions of dollars to fight AIDS in Botswana, where nearly 4 in 10 adults are infected with HIV. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and reports from South Africa, where Mr. Bush is spending the evening.
About 1,000 people waited on the tarmac at the airport outside Gaborone, Botswana, many of them letting out a cheer when Air Force One appeared against the clear blue mid-morning sky. Minutes later, when President Bush emerged from the plane, he was greeted by a kaleidoscope of music, song, and dance as performers in colorful dress welcomed him. The president took in the scene and, before climbing into his limousine, suddenly kicked into campaign mode, wandering into the crowd, shaking hands, two at a time. Mr. Bush is welcome here not just because Botswana has a long and friendly history with the U.S. He is also warmly received because he comes talking about his commitment to address the horrors this place has witnessed as a result of HIV/AIDS. Prior to a luncheon with Botswana's president, Festus Mogae, the U.S. president offered this toast.
My country is acting to help all of Africa in turning the tide against AIDS. This is the deadliest enemy Africa has ever faced. And you will not face this enemy alone.
The president has said he will seek a $10 billion increase in U.S. funding for AIDS prevention and treatment programs in Africa. That would raise the total U.S. dollars for such programs to $15 billion to be spread out over the next 5 years. It's a dramatic move that Mr. Bush today said shows the U.S. is not just a powerful nation, but also a compassionate one.
Doesn't matter what political party or the ideology of the American citizen. The average citizen cares deeply about the fact that people are dying in record numbers because of HIV/AIDS. We cry for the orphan. We care for the mom who's alone. We are concerned about the plight and therefore will respond as generously as we can.
But the fact also remains that the $15 billion the president keeps citing is still largely a theoretical figure. In fact, today, as the president was talking in Botswana, back in Washington, the U.S. House of Representatives was moving toward legislation that would provide just $2 billion for fighting AIDS next year. That's less than was originally thought necessary for the first year. Democrats and AIDS activists are pushing for a greater amount, an additional $1 billion, saying U.S. credibility is at stake given the statements the president is making this week in Africa. Meanwhile, White House officials are predicting that eventually Congress will allocate the full $15 billion the president wants over the five-year period, even if the first year falls short. The president continues his tour of Africa with a day trip to Uganda tomorrow. There, he'll praise an aggressive AIDS prevention program that has helped reduce HIV infection rates. The so-called ABC plan says people should abstain from sex, but if they can't, they should be faithful and use condoms. The president returns to Washington Saturday. Don Gagne, NPR News in Pretoria, South Africa.